AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. We are learning more about the secret hospitalization of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says Austin has prostate cancer. As for the hospitalization,
initial evaluation revealed a urinary tract infection. On January 2, the decision was made to transfer him to the ICU for close monitoring and a higher level of care.
Donald Trump was in a D.C. court as a federal appeals panel of judges expressed skepticism the former president was immune from prosecution to allegations of plotting to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
After the hearing, Donald Trump pressed his case that he was fighting voter fraud.
A president has to have immunity.
In court, Trump's lawyer John Sauer argued,
to authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
But there was skepticism about those arguments from the panel of three federal appeals court judges, which includes Judge Karen Henderson.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
It's unclear when the judges will make a decision. I'm Julie Walker.
In Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel needs to work with moderate Palestinians on post-war plans and a pathway to a state.
Every partner that I met on this trip said that they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the long-running cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security. But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
NASA is delaying its mission to the moon. Astronauts will have to wait until next year before flying to the moon. This is AP News. Another NFL coach is out of a job.
The Tennessee Titans have fired coach Mike Vrabel after back-to-back losing seasons. After coaching the Titans to a 41-24 record and playoff appearances in three of his first four seasons, Tennessee went 7-10 in 2022 and finished 6-11 this season. The 48-year-old Vrabel is 54-45 overall in his six seasons as a head coach, all with Tennessee. Vrabel is a former All-Pro linebacker who played 14 NFL seasons from 1997 to 2010 and won three Super Bowls with the New England Patriots. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Serbian authorities started evacuating nearly 200 animals that have been stranded on a river island for weeks and were facing hunger and cold as temperatures dropped across the country. The cows, calves, and horses got stuck on the island in the middle of the Danube River after water levels rose sharply last month, blocking their way to shore. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.